couldn't go into this recess and not challenge the government again on the huge crisis that we're facing out there in terms of the increases in rent. And across Donegal, every day, I'm dealing with families who are struggling to find somewhere to rent. And if they do, they're paying a huge amount of rent. And then, of course, we have a growing homelessness crisis where we're seeing families who were never in that situation before, who are contacting Donegal County Council and making it clear they can't find anywhere to live. They don't have a roof over their head. So we have to do something serious here. We've talked about the three-year ban on rent increases, the refundable tax credit for people who are renting, but we also need to look at this ban on no-fault eviction being reintroduced. We have a growing crisis. The government's response is not working. It's getting worse all the time. They need to start to listen to Sinn Féin and issues that we're calling for.
Do you have any confidence that that will happen and that we will see movement? Because certainly up to now, the government's response has been, we believe that our approach is right, no matter what you say.
It's been deeply frustrating, and as a public representative, I live with the consequences every day. I deal with the families who cannot find somewhere to stay, cannot put a roof over their head. We're looking at very large numbers of young people emigrating from Donegal to places like Australia and Canada, not because they can't get work, but because they can't put a roof over their head. So it is absolutely exasperating. It's heartbreaking watching this government's policies fail. And all we can do is put forward the alternatives, show that there is another way, and hope that at some stage the government sees sense and do what is right.